Joe Biden predicts 2022 victory at Democrats' Christmas party, while ignoring Waukesha survivors. By Simon Kent on December 15, 2021. President Joe Biden sees everything going the way of the Democrats ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. Ignoring rampant inflation, the crisis on the southern border, and the ongoing coronavirus pandemic to claim early victory on Tuesday night. Biden made his brave prediction during a 10-minute speech to 400 Democratic National Party, DNC, officials, senior staffers, labor leaders, and assorted dignitaries who gathered outdoors at the Washington Hotel for their annual Christmas party, which the president prioritized over visiting survivors of the Waukesha Christmas Parade massacre, who he has ignored for over 3 weeks. Biden began his address by backing the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure investment and thanking his wealthy donors before turning his attention to Democrats' struggle to pass federal voting rights legislation. The right to vote is under unrelenting assault by Republican governors, attorney generals, secretaries of state, state legislators. "They're following my predecessor deep into the abyss," Biden said, laying the blame firmly at the feet of the Republicans even as the country continues to drift from crisis to crisis. "The struggle is no longer just who gets to vote or make it easy for eligible people to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote, whether your vote counts at all. It's a sinister combination of voter suppression and election subversion. It's un-American, it's undemocratic, it's unpatriotic, and sadly, it is not unprecedented now." The president also predicted Democrats would keep their majority in next year's election, declaring, "Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal, you're in for a problem." He repeated himself a short while later, "Let me say this again for the press, we're going to win in 2022. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event. She praised Biden as the perfect president to handle the inflation crisis and pandemic as well as anything else that came across his desk. "Our country could not be better served than with this most experienced and capable hands than yours, President Biden," she crowed. "He's just perfect. The timing couldn't be better." The president stands at 43% approval and 51% disapproval in an NPR/Marist national survey released last Thursday, dropping to catastrophic lows for somebody seeking voter affirmation in the upcoming midterms. A day earlier, a national poll from Monmouth University indicated a 40% approval rating and a 50% disapproval rating. An average of all the most recent national polls compiled by Real Clear Politics puts Biden's approval rating at 42% and his disapproval rating at 52%. The average included a large survey from the Wall Street Journal conducted last month that had the president well underwater, at 41%-57%. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.